This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Tamara Rush. Morning show, heading towards the weekend. At opening day of baseball, Pirates and Miami Marlins, 4:10 first pitch down in Florida with Paul Skeens on the mound. Yeah, Paul, we'll be checking that out for sure.
Definitely.
A report card for America's infrastructure is out, giving the highest ever C grade. And what does all this mean? This comes from the American Society of Civil Engineers, 18 categories. And joining us is a Pittsburgher. His name is Greg Scott. He is a member of the Committee on America's Infrastructure, managed the design and construction of civil, municipal, water, waste projects for communities throughout our area, employed by C.D. M. Smith, and went to Penn State and Pitt. For his master. You're one of those rare breeds, Greg.
yes, indeed.
Where you have, because it's Pitt, Penn State, but you did both, so that's kind of cool. Anyway, welcome to KDK.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Larry. Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about this report card. Why is this important to all of us?
Yeah, I mean, infrastructure is the backbone of our economy and frankly, the health and safety of all citizens in the U.S. So it's very important that, you know, the infrastructure, which is often forgotten or taken for granted, is evaluated and, you know, brought to public consciousness. You know, the built environment, it took money to build it. It takes money to maintain it. And if you don't, there's a consequence, both economically and to health and safety. So, you know, the American Society of Civil Engineers, ASCE, started undertaking this report card back in 1998. Every 4 years, the report card is prepared, and really this one this year is historic in that for those 20 plus years, the grade's been relatively flat, and it's not been good. It's been a C minus. And then beginning in 2021, Congress passed the IIJA, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Which was historic in the level of funding that the federal government was putting in the infrastructure. And what we've seen is 4 years later, the grade went up from a C minus to a C. So movement on infrastructure, I mean, it's a long game. I mean, you know, roads last a long time. Bridges last, you know, 80, 100 years. You know, these things don't rapidly change. But to see that sort of advance in that relatively short period of time is pretty exciting to see, and that's what we're reporting today.
And Darren, my curiosity then moves from the infrastructure bill to, was it enough money, and is there enough money moving forward to continue get this for this grade to go up again?
Well, we've identified as in along with the report card, ASCE prepares a periodic financial analysis of the needs to really change the question from one of, you know, should I spend a dollar or not, to a discussion of, if I don't spend the money, what will it cost me? So really sort of identifying the return on investment of this funding. And what they found, of course, you know, the bad news is there's still a gap. I mean, hence why we're a C. $3.7 trillion over the next 10 years is the funding gap. However, and those numbers are mind-boggling, and they're hard to for the average citizen to relate. What does $3.7 trillion mean?
Right.
But what we saw was, you know, the cost to an individual family was, I think it was $3,300 a year due to bad infrastructure. You know, your lettuce costs more because it takes longer to truck to you. You drive on roads and you have damage to your vehicles because of potholes. Those are just examples. You know, power outages affect your work. So with that investment, that number decreased. And you know, we saw that right now there was a savings realized. And so what we're down here in D.C. today, we're advocating as part of our National Advocacy Day on Capitol Hill, is encouraging Congress to maintain the funding levels they established through the IIJA.
Are you getting the sense that's welcomed, or because obviously this is very important? And as you know, being a person that's worked in this region, bridges here, and I see a D+ on bridges overall, I guess, for across America, but bridges are a major concern here as an infrastructure. Do you think there's positive feedback coming from the government now?
Yes. You know, when you sit down and talk one-on-one with the representatives in Congress, there's a recognition of the importance of infrastructure. It's bipartisan. I mean, everyone's got roads and bridges. Everyone's concerned about having them be reliable and safe. And so when you have those discussions, folks do agree. It is difficult. I mean, we're not even arguing for increased funding. We want to maintain this level of funding, which is critical because these projects take a long time. They need to be predictable. All those folks, the increased funding resulted in over 200,000 new jobs across America. So if you keep that funding, those jobs stay intact. If you constantly add and subtract the funding, it becomes very difficult, and a lot of these jobs get extended out, which then end up costing more money. So we're really talking about this being an investment in America. We're encouraging Congress to maintain the levels of funding. There is a lot of concern. How do we do that? Where did the money come from? But we're receiving positive messages from the folks we talk to that they recognize that this is an investment. This is not just spending. This is an investment that has return to all of America.
Yeah, and again, Southwestern Pennsylvania has more bridges per capita, right? So that's one of the critical things that hopefully it'll work out. Thanks for explaining what the report card is all about. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're right. Good luck in Washington.
You know, Larry, there's another side to this story that I was thinking of a moment ago, and that is that by spending this money in maintaining or upgrading our infrastructure, we're also stimulating the economy, aren't we?
Big time.
Creating jobs.
Well, as he just said, over 200,000 jobs directly related to that spending, and it should be nonpartisan because everybody has to cross the bridge.
You got it. I mean, we're going to have one this coming spring and summer when they're replacing the bridge over the Parkway. That's a big one that needs fixed for a long time.
Yeah, and you know who knows a lot about this locally is Rich Fitzgerald. His new role as executive director in the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission is the 10-county area in the city, and one of the things that's part of their mission is to deal with the infrastructure. So we'll follow up with Rich on this next week.
And as you said, it's nonpartisan. I think I think everyone can agree that, you know, that if you put 1,000 people in a room and explain to them why we needed to do this for the infrastructure and what it means economically, I don't think anybody has a party affiliation at that point. I think everybody says, yeah, let's do that. This is one big government project I approve of.